Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Mutter Luntaisa, the Stam Kilis Chasanim in Lukak Tefach, the average canopy of a Chosin does not have a roof that is a Tefach wide. Shenak Litin Yoitzin Lishnei Rosh HaHemita, because they are poles sticking on both edges to the ends of the bed, Vemsa in the middle of it, Echlekan, one at each side, the head and the foot. The nice thing, Klein says Mizel is there, and you're going to put a cross beam from one to the other, and you're going to throw the canopy on top of it, and it drapes to both sides. And came in chain the rochav tefach, and since it's not a tefach wide, in the oil is not considered oil. In the bo lobinim below steered, and there's no isser in building a building or undoing the building. B'shel chulios, but menorah shall prokim. It's a menorah that is made of different parts. Shem b'tipol, perhaps it will fall. If the spark can come apart, you have to render and remake it. Menusa is a kli, and comes out that you're making a kli, as we'll see from Rashitas Rashi later. That this means makabat patah should not be binyan mekalim, because Rashi does not hold a binyan mekalim. Chitki chituchin sabav lo. There's a little like kreenish. There's a little like nicks around it. V'dayim l'prakim, and it looks like it has is made of pieces. Umad dechazi, one who sees you moving it, sarah shel prakim, who will think that it's one that's made of different parts. G'day l'hol v'darka l'asayso shel chulia, since it's common to be, for a large one to be made out of parts. It's bechitkim, when it has these little nicks. The sari, the chulia, saying the person will come to think that it is really joints of the parts put together. But also, and therefore, it's a feel of the Rish Lakish, and therefore, it's also even quite a Rish Lakish, because the Armada El, as we said earlier. They tell us, Vishtay Yadayim, it's also the Tatal, if it's one which needs both hands to move it, and it becomes usher to move it. Keep bleeding, because Tana, the Ispachit, the Kuliyama Yodi, everyone knows the Lav Chulios, and that is not made of separate parts. Because really, Otto Chulios, perhaps you might come to move one that is made of separate parts. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hoki Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda. Tei Mishnah saying the Muchni of the wheels that we said earlier, Katani, that we said, Ha'in Alehem Mois, if it doesn't have money, Ishari is permitted to move it. Kagan Shalom Hoyalam, Beina Shmoshah said, there was no money on it during the Beina Shmoshah, the twilight. Vahoki Tiduk, Minan, time of the, and then from there you'll be able to be Medayi to infer that the reason the Yishalom Mois, Kiddish Hayom, if there was money on it, when it became the Shabbos, Ha'in Aleha, Kishakiddish Hayom, if there was not money on it when it became Shabbos, the Shai would be permitted. The Yuspera is a makom that is a place. It was one psak, and this is how we said it. Rabbi Shimon matir b'ner yashin, that he paskin that the menor was also mutter, just like Rabbi Shimon permitted by an old earthenware candle, lantern. Well, then perhaps they heard Rosh Hashanah was two separate psaks. Heard by Menorah LeIsra, and he said that Menorah was Aser. Because Amran b'dechidki, as we said with regard to the ones that had nicks in it, because we're in Atochulios, and we have a gazir that perhaps person will move one that made a part. So Rabbi Shimon heard Menorah LeHeter, but Rabbi Shimon he was paskin, it was mutter with regard to the earthenware lanterns that was mutter. But Tiltul Shragan there Shakova, it was a candle that had extinguished. Leolam Rabbi Shimon Sfirulei, Leolam Rabbi Shimon Sfirulei. This really the also if he held it was also lo havei metaltele lechvoy de b'shul malevi, he wouldn't have moved it just to the honor of b'shul malevi to the avodah zarah, because then he'd be doing a prohibition. Shrag in the mishcha shidolak ner shel shemin, you lit a lantern of oil shar letutzel la'achar shkova, after it's extinguished kerbishim like kerbishim de lo mosu, because it's that disgusting. Aval benafta the mishrach, that it smells afil the rabishim and mighty rabishim with the greed of lochazi el malachto, is only fit for its usage of lighting a candle, and therefore it's muksa. Ikbid rabba b'shem tina hamita, because he got his bed dirty. Uba letzuri b'shelos, with asking him questions, he was going to give him trouble. Hashirim, it's the os, these are bracelets. Harihinke kol akelim afabisha also letz famous shusarabim, even though it's forbidden to go out into the public domain with him. Kamim perek b'me ishi yoytzes, we'll say later in the perek b'me ishi yoytzes. Kazira, the reason why it's also shusarabim is lumo shalfa umachva. Perhaps she will take it off and show it to her friends. Miu teres kli, and still they're still considered a kli. Umutul taltum and shaloka derech malbush, and she can move them. Your person is allowed to move them as long as it's not being worn. Mumu nicker gabi b'char, this is talking about the b'char behema. Mi hemer dem is that dakik lechachem, she gimsa chachem, she's dakik lo b'yant of liris. Imum kvuhu olo, who says he will find a tamu chachem who has the smicha to paskel on the mumin, that will look at the mum for him on Yom Tov to see if it is a permanent blemish or not. But if you're in the Durham, Baal Ishlas the husband for his wife, and the Ishlan the Durham, the Chacham, the Hatir, and to the Talmud Chacham, to matter it, Shehin Litzer, Shabbos, can go in Neder Shalom, Yechel Hayom. For example, she took a Neder not to eat that day, but Maimu Teres Lechel, why is she permitted to eat? Afilu Shari, Lo Baal, even the husband knows the vow, Litzer Lechvi, Osir, Bishom Muxa, because it's Muxa, the whole. Achsa daito, she already separated her mind. But Amr, she said to herself, "Mi yemer the mizdakeh lebala," who says that the husband will come and permit it for her. Al das baila amanashlim yirtzah habala, and she's only taking the vow, the oath, if her husband will agree. The subcha alei the mizdakeh lebiyam shemo, and she's relying on him that he will come and mi mefer and annul the vow the day that he hears about it. Hachami Yemer v'hedyotus l'motzul l'mishri l'bohar. And it's not common to be able to find hedyotus to permit the bohar el b'mumha yudua l'kol. It has to be, they're only permitted to permit by something which is an obvious blemish. Going, for example, b'chusur ever. It's missing a limb. Yisur d'ir aysa kibu is ab-malocha, who extinguishing a fire is a ab-malocha. Chor it's a leka is a d'ir aysa. But by making the furrow, there's no is a d'ir aysa l'chayfa kalachar yadhu, because you did the digging in an unusual manner. The Chayfer, the Amar at Lekaimon, told of the Chayrish, because the digging, which we're going to say later, is a told of Chayrish, and a person's Chayf. For Hanimi, the Chayfer Kedako, if you are digging in a normal way, Bemara, Bekardim, with spades and hoes and shovels. Moichin Kedako, Gafila shall climb, even if it's made of climb of Shatnes, Levshil, he's allowed to wear, Laharos, Lepashuk, to show it off in the market, Levachil, he's having Lahanois, Achimum, to get pleasure from the warming. But how Rav Shimon, this is Rav Shimon, the Ozel Basar Kavanah, from the, we know it's Rav Shimon, because he's going after somebody's intent, whether or not it's permitted or not.